escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Welcome back into the Sports Bar. Danger and Battaglia, we are live. Buffalo Bills training camp. One practice remains at St. John Fisher University. We're soaking it all in, every last drop of it here in Rochester, and welcoming in our next guest from the Buffalo News, Catherine Fitzgerald, covering the team. And it's because it's what everybody's talking about today, Catherine. Your impressions of Hard Knocks Episode 1.
Yes, I've been so anxious to see what it was going to look like. I actually interned at NFL Films in 2014, so I got to see. I was a production intern, so not like out in the field for Hard Knocks, but got to see some of the behind the scenes editing, you know, like planning meetings for that. So now to see it happen to a team I'm covering has been really fascinating. I watched it. We had a little watch party in the media dorms.
Good.
Me, Elena Getzenberg, and Dom Tibbetts went to Wegmans and got some sushi and some other snacks, and then, you know, watched in the dorms together as one does. But it was really interesting. We know a lot more like ahead of what's going to happen next in camp. Like, obviously it's unfolding as it goes. So the James Cook stuff wasn't in it because that hadn't happened yet when they were editing. So it was interesting to see how they teed up stuff. I thought they would have spent a little more time on the Maxwell Harrison injury, to be honest. That was one thing I was a little surprised by, but I thought, you know, it gave a look of the Bills as who they are. There wasn't too much I was super surprised by. I was a little interested how much Terry Pegula was in there. Just, you know, he's not, doesn't do a ton of media availability. Documentary style is obviously different than media availability, of course, but I thought that was interesting with like the stadium scene and stuff like that. But I think it's fun. You know, we caught up with guys today about AJ Epenesa and his Python scene. Yeah. Talked to Dawson Knox about, you know, some of his impressions of it. So it's interesting to kind of be in that unfolding area of, like, we're watching it happen live, we're seeing what they produce, and then we're catching up with players afterwards. So getting the full Hard Knocks experience, really.
Yeah, it seemed like here are the Buffalo Bills, and let's introduce you to them. And as you mentioned, episode 2, I think we can guess what the storyline would be, as now we're kind of transitioning. Where are we going with the James Cook story? You and Elena talked to him day one, and it was like Allen Iverson, but instead of saying practice, he kept saying business. So your thoughts on Cook, and what are the possible outcomes here?
It's an interesting situation. I have not covered a Holden before, so I think, you know, Brandon Bean was saying he hasn't had one before, so it's a little unusual. I'm glad we got to talk to James that day because he hasn't really been out at practice since. On Monday, he briefly came, did a little loop, and went back in. Today, Wednesday, we didn't see him at all. Obviously, the team was off yesterday, but, you know, I'm so grateful we got to talk to him Sunday because otherwise it would just be very murky of what's going on. He smiled a little as he was saying business to us a few times, so it wasn't, like, hostile or anything like that. But he's, you know, standing on business, as they say. But I think it's, you know, there's obviously a discrepancy between him and the team where they see that value, and I wouldn't have guessed that he would have started a Holden partway through training camp. Once he showed up the first day, which I was expecting, I wasn't surprised by that. I thought, okay, he's just going to play it out, see what happens. So the timing of it is interesting to me. And just kind of that pivot of like, okay, now I'm going to start it. So I think that's kind of, you know, if we had had maybe a few more questions, would have asked a bit more about why now, the answer would have been business.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Right.
I don't know. We would have learned too much, but I think that's kind of what I find most notable is the timing of it.
Do you think it could get contentious? Do you think the Bills could fine him for missing practice? Do you think it goes down that path? That would seem kind of out of character, but it's also, hey, these are valuable reps. We're getting ready for a season. And it's a season, by the way, that if you do want to get that paid and you do hit free agency, you're going to need to ball out.
Right. To your latter point, I'll circle back to the beginning. I think you want to eventually prove yourself, so you don't want to be missing time. I think also it's been interesting how the Bills are saying they're treating it like an injury. It's not. You know?
Right.
I get that it's providing more reps for other guys, but it is a different situation. You know, someone made the point earlier today, an injury, you have a bit of a timeline. Like, you know, oh, he's expected to be out 4 to 6 weeks. He's going to be a few days and then he'll be back. We don't have a timeline for James Cook right now. It's been almost day to day of will he practice, will he not? You know, I think people didn't know, what day is it? Monday, like whether or not he was coming out until he came out in his sweatsuit. So I think that's one of the bigger issues to me of just kind of could it get contentious is not knowing what's, besides the contract he's seeking, like what is the end goal of this Holden? I would be a little surprised if it got contentious just based off the Bills, based off James Cook, but some of this has surprised me already, so I don't want to rule anything out.
Yeah, Catherine, at what point is it the week leading up to? I mean, I don't think, what leverage does James Cook have really at this point, though?
I mean, not much. Like, it's, you know, there was a moment today where Ray Davis pulled up a little funny and we kind of on the sidelines were like, oh my gosh, we cannot have an injury here right now. Like, that's the last thing this team wants to deal with. So I think there's leverage and he's still available when he's ready to play. But, you know, Ray Davis is fine. I want to clarify. He's good. He went back in on teamwork and everything. It was good. But there's not too much leverage right now. So it's kind of just this weird waiting game. And, you know, our game that we've been playing on the sideline is trying to guess where he is. Both realistic guesses of, oh, maybe he's in the weight room, or more funny ones of, oh, he's climbed the light pole and he's watching practice from the skies. But we don't know. He hasn't been at practice the last two practices. So it's like, you know, what's he doing with that time? Quarterback Christian Benford was saying how he is working really hard behind the scenes. So it seems like he's still putting in work, but that is different, of course, than being out there with your teammates.
Catherine, the preseason gets underway on Saturday. We didn't really get any clarity from Sean McDermott earlier today on what the plan is as far as who's going to play, who's not going to play. What are you expecting? And to your point about Ray Davis, man, that would be tough if you have Ray Davis out there getting reps, you know, to start that game on Saturday and something were to happen to him. That puts the Bills at a disadvantage position, not just for the season because of the injury, but also because of the James Cook negotiation.
Of course. I think that's the big thing for me to watch this preseason game is just get through it clean. They're so banged up right now, and you know, it's changed kind of the cadence of practice and everything like that of what they've been able to do. You know, it was just a few days ago when we were talking to Sean McDermott of how he was saying they've only really had like two teams to run with. So that changes who can get reps, who can get looks, who can build chemistry. So I think the biggest thing for me for the preseason is just make it out unscathed, and then that's a win. You know, wins, losses, preseason, whatever. Don't get hurt.
Yeah, the answer to this question, I'm sure there's many different reasons for it. The Baylen Spector release today. Is it primarily, hey, let's get do right and have this guy find another job, or this isn't going to work here in Buffalo, or maybe it's also, hey, guys, here's an example. We need you on the field here.
Yeah, it's such a tough break for Baylen Spector, but he hasn't been able to stay healthy. You know, he's dealt with so much throughout his career here, and you know, there's been times where he's shown flashes and then just days later is hurt again. So I think it, you know, maybe it's harsh, but it felt kind of just like the Bills had reached their wit's end of it, of if he can't stay healthy, what can we do? and especially when they're dealing with other injuries at the position. You know, Dorian Williams did come back today. That was good to see, but they've dealt with other linebacker injuries, so, you know, you only have so many bodies to work with at a certain point. And I think, unfortunately, he just wasn't able to, you know, he put in work for sure. Saw him doing plenty of stuff behind the scenes, but I don't, you know, if you can't stay healthy, it's the tough part of this business.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Yeah, I mean, the waiving of Baylen Specter has a lot to do with his availability, but I also think it has a lot to do with a guy that last year at this time we thought was a cute PR story. Nobody can take out Joe Andreessen. I mean, this kid just keeps showing up. He's been available, and he's made the most out of his opportunities. In fact, I'd challenge any fan to say, who made the most out of their opportunities with the team? Joe Andreessen or Baylen Specter? It's Andreessen, and it's not that close.
No, it's been really fun to watch Andreessen's story. And, you know, Bobby Babich made the point of he doesn't just want to be a fun story. You said it yourself, too. Of it's not just like a, oh, yay, right, local guy is on the team. That's so fun. It's he's playing really well. And I think just him being able to go out there to keep making the most of his opportunities, it's a good example for this team of, ultimately, it doesn't matter how you come to the organization. If you're balling out, they're going to keep you. And if you're not, then you better be on notice. So I think just, you know, it's Babich was saying how, like, he's not Buffalo Joe now. He's Joe Andreessen, the football player. He can still have a fun nickname. That's fine. But he is more than, you know, just the obvious local angle of this time last year. I was like, oh, yeah, of course we'll do a story on him. And now it's like, he's not a question mark in the way he was a year ago.
He still lives at home, though. Did you know that?
Yes.
Like, you know, like, he's got a house, but he's in the process of moving and getting everything done.
It's so pleasant, you know? I love that.
Catherine Fitzgerald, Buffalo News, our guest here, the Sports Bar with Danger and Battaglia. We thought Cole Bishop week one here at training camp. Okay, this guy looks different, looks like he put in the weight, and now he's not available. So how would you assess the safety competition next to Taylor Rapp?
Yeah, it's another tough break for Cole Bishop, who missed time at camp last year. And, you know, the coaching staff has been candid of how that did put him behind a little bit of just, this is such a great time as a rookie last year for him to have soaked in different defensive schemes and everything, to have built that chemistry with his teammates. And now this year, again, he's missing time. I think it's shown value in DeMar Hamlin. You know, he came back for a reason. You know, was with him out in the community yesterday, seeing him kind of impact Rochester. And I think kind of to the Joe Andreessen part, there's a cool story there of like, oh, he's, you know, doing all these impactful things. But then there's the football side of it, too, of he's available. And that's so important. You know, Taylor Rapp missed not much time, but a little bit of time. You know, they brought in Derek Forrest, but they've been candid that he's still kind of trying to learn a little more. And Bobby Babbage made the point of they ask so much of their safeties in this defense that, you know, maybe coming from a team like the Commanders, you're not asked the same way to quarterback the defense. So it's been a learning curve for Forrest. And I think the Bills are liking what they're seeing out of him as far as how he's embraced that challenge. But it's a challenge, you know. It's these safeties are so critical here for the Bills. And I think Forrest is still kind of navigating that, you know, new team, new atmosphere.
As we're talking about injuries, Catherine, it's I want to knock on something, but the trenches have been relatively injury-free. You know, we saw Spencer Brown return from his stay on the PUP list. Joey Bosa has been healthy throughout camp, which I know is a lot of fans were concerned when he was signed. What are you seeing up front with both the defensive and offensive lines?
Yeah, there's been some good competition there. I do want to touch on the Alec Anderson injury. I think that one stands out to me as sneaky worse than it is. You know, it's not a season-ending injury or anything like that, but he's been such an important part of this Bills offense recently that, you know, they want him back out there for sure, and he brings some juice to the team. He still does on the sidelines right now anyway, but I think the way they used him in those jumbo packages was so important last season, and I think that's, I don't know if under the radar is totally fair to say, but I think it's an injury that is, you know, if it continues into the season, is going to have a big impact. As far as the rest of the team, you know, getting Spencer Brown, like you said, was back was really critical, just to get that continuity going on the offensive line again. It's always fun talking to them about, you know, how they work together to protect Josh Allen and how that's so, it's such a meaningful responsibility to them. You know, obviously it's their job, but I think they take such pride in keeping him clean. The flip side, you see the defensive line. It's been fun to watch kind of how they've woven some new guys in there. And, you know, it's no secret that the Bills like to rotate their defensive line. But I think getting to see flashes of some new guys as they continue to work through that, that's always a fun part of this camp when we get to watch longer practices of just seeing who makes an impact.
Catherine, you bring this back full circle. I go back to Hard Knocks last night. There's the opening scene. Here's Josh Allen sitting down. Mm-hmm. And we've been talking to you for a few minutes. We haven't even talked about 17 here at this point. So your thoughts on Josh, I mean, could you ask for a better face of the franchise, like where Josh Allen is at this point in his career?
I almost feel like they should call Hard Knocks, it should be Hard Knocks, We Dare You to Hate the Buffalo Bills, not Hard Knocks Buffalo Bills Training Camp.
I mean, you got to show it to some opposing fan bases. I'm sure they'll do some mental gymnastics to find a way. You know, he's too nice.
Yeah.
But I think that's such a great part of camp to me, is getting to see players interact with the fans and see those genuine moments. And we've seen it with Allen so many times throughout camp. You know, he's in such another stratosphere of his stardom, and he still takes the time to meet with kids, hear their stories. So I think, yeah, to the face of the franchise question, he is exactly who they want leading this team. And that's us talking about off the field stuff. You know, he is the reigning MVP. He is already doing stuff in camp that gets me excited to see the season of, like, oh yeah, he's going to have some highlight reel worthy plays really soon. So I think just watching another year of him has been really fun. Fun to see him weave new guys into the fold. Joshua Palmer, for example, how they're staying after practice sometimes to get in those added reps. You know how much this game means to Allen. And I think just getting to see that on display and on a larger stage, even from the behind the scenes of Hard Knocks, has been really fun.
Catherine Fitzgerald, the Buffalo News, covering the Buffalo Bills, joining us in the Sports Bar. Danger and Battaglia on the Fan, your first visit into the Sports Bar. I want to make sure you have plenty of time to tell our listeners what you're working on at the news, what we can check out here, not just in the coming days, but throughout the entire season.
Oh, thank you so much. I love the chance to do longer profiles on players, and that is a little hard to do during training camp just because there's so much daily coverage, kind of turn and burn stories. So I'm looking forward to the next few weeks doing some deeper dives, whether it's a new player to the team, someone who's been around and just a new angle on them. I am wrapping up a story on Hamlin right now, kind of comboing his what's going on the football field for him, but also weaving in his community stuff from yesterday. Like I said, always cool to see. And then I do camp superlatives on the last day of camp. I've done the last few years, so dish out some categories to guys, and you know, they can print it out, hang it on their fridge or whatever, but picking some things like breakthrough athlete, stuff like that. So having a little fun with it tomorrow.
we have to clarify something here before we wrap up.
Okay.
So, this is, so when I invited you on the show, your response to me was, you're not going to make me eat something.
My God.
Is that our reputation, or is that indirectly you asking for the garbage plate experience? What was that?
You won't make me do it, right? It's reverse psychology.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, what had happened was a few years ago, I believe, Matt Parrino was on to eat a garbage plate, and I somehow kind of, you know, the game telephone, you hear from someone who hears from someone who hears from someone. I thought it was everyone who came on ate a garbage plate. And I was like, I can't talk about the team while I'm eating at the same time, and I don't want to be on camera eating.
We need to clarify a few things here. I mean, we got to clear up this game of telephone. Okay, first of all, Parrino, we all went out and we got garbage plates. We were working. We went out and now we got garbage plates. When you're supposed to get garbage plates late night after you've been out for a couple of hours with your buddies, your pals, your Buffalo Bills beat reporters. So that part of it is aside.
It was wrong from the job.
And of course, knowing Parrino like you do, like we do, he was playing with his food.
Of course.
Wasn't really into it. There's no way I'm putting that in my temple of a body. That's not happening. So that, I think, got a lot of play. And then last year it was that we had Elena on because we said, Elena, we want you to try a garbage. But we didn't do that. We wouldn't do that live on the air. I'm worried about our reputation here.
No.
We're not going to initiate you, Catherine, with a garbage plate just for coming into the sports bar. That's not how Rochesterians do things.
Well, now it's on the record. It's clear. Up. That's, we appreciate a good fact check in this business. So that's on me for getting it wrong.
Well, Catherine, thanks for your time and appreciate the coverage.
Thank y'all.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, swift rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.